Little John is coming out with a new song. It's called To the Windows, To the Waller. Wow. We're getting close to the finish line, but we're not there quite yet. We got the playoffs in our horizon. We need to win out. We need to win strong, and we need to represent the Western Standard Six. No, don't worry. I got it. I'm covering you like usual. Let's go. My Rams are
easy. Easy.
At Rams.
All right. Western Standard Six, Big Ben and K-Win WST podcast. Same format every week. We look back at unlucky week 13 in the NFL. Look forward to week 14. It's almost playoff time, K-Win.
Oh, I'm ready. What do we have? What, 3 weeks left? Counting this week? Let's go.
Are we going to 17 weeks? Out? Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Let's get into it, huh?
Let's go.
The Chargers have officially been eliminated from the playoffs. So I beg you, K-Win, can we just stop covering the Chargers?
No, we cover your sorry Mariners in baseball. We're covering the Chargers in football. Don't worry, it'll be a real quick recap.
I would love to get that head coaching job. I'm in someone else's stadium. I got Herbert. I got Bosa. I got Eckler. That's a great job.
Great job.
Live in Hermosa next to you.
Yeah, come on down.
The Western Standard Six on the year, K-Win, in total, are 37 and 35. We took a dip last week. Tough week.
Yeah.
We need another Newt Rockne speech by you.
We're getting close to the finish line, but we're not there quite yet. We got the playoffs in our horizon. We need to win out. We need to win strong. And we need to represent the Western Standard Six.
Frontline, let's go. All right, let's start off with the Week 13 recap. I'm going to start with the most abysmal game I've seen the Seahawks play in some time. Seasonal affective disorder is real. And it's here in the Pac Northwest. It hit the Hawks in a big way. Whew. Colt McCoy had a QBR of 32, and they still won the game. Russ had a QBR of 31, which is less than Colt McCoy, who I think has a collective career record of like 7-44.
He might have a career QBR of 31, too.
He was probably, yeah, better than normal. Who holds a record for lowest QBR in a game? It's been tied. The lowest you can have is zero, but this person.
I got it. Jamarcus Russell, Raiders.
That's actually not a bad guess. And how that's, I don't know. Terry Bradshaw, Win Terry's Money, posted a QBR of zero three times. I have no idea how that happens or that they even kept track of QBR back when Terry was a.
The only way it could happen is if you were having a bad game and you got hurt.
That's what I see, right? Like,
yeah.
Well, it happened to Terry, and he broke his leg once, so maybe that accounted for at least one of the games. Leonard Williams looked like LT this game. Trap game for the Hawks. Hoboken was going crazy. I'm going to write this off as a bad game. What'd you see? Hawks in trouble?
Hawks are fine if we no longer jinxed them. We called this an auto win. We downplayed an emasculated Wayne Gallman, and – he came down to have a big game, 135 yards rushing, and the Giants win. It was a Giants D, and it was Wayne, but the Seahawks will be all right.
Who am I?
The Seahawks, as they swing and miss against the Giants.
Alfred Morris. Where has he been?
I don't know.
Apparently he scored two TDs recently and still drives a car that he bought for $2 while he's in the NFL making millions. Well done, Alfred. Giants win, Hawks lose, Raiders beat the Jets. Are we calling this the Hell Car? The Hell Cari?
We could call it the Greg Williams Egong.
See ya, he got fired. Let me break this down for you. Lamar Jackson, not the quarterback for the Baltimore Ravens, but the DB for the Jets. Undrafted free agent out of Nebraska. Ran a 4.640. You're going to go blitz the house and leave him one-on-one against Ruggs, who runs a 4.27.
Former track star, too.
That map just doesn't work. No. That doesn't work. So what happens? And I think Carr was even surprised that this happened. Like, wait a second. He looks over. This is really what you're going to do towards the end of the game? Greg Williams, he's done. See ya. He gone. Your survivor pool strategy, K-Win. What was it?
Pick every game against the Jets.
And if you did, you would have won. How did we lose the survivor pool?
I don't know.
You would have won.
Yeah, unless the Jets had a bye that week and you picked someone else and got eliminated.
That's the only way.
You lost. The only way.
Waller was a beast in this game. Set some records in the first half. Had a couple, two TDs, 200 yards receiving, like 14 receptions. What did you see in this game? The Jets just fortunate that Greg Williams made that just horrible decision, or was it the Raiders should have won this game?
Well, going back to last man standing, you actually couldn't pick the Bills twice to beat the Jets, so you would have you'd been called out on that one. But anyways, what I saw, Little John is coming out with a new song. It's called "To the Windows, to the Waller." Wow. I stole that bit from Colleen Wolf, NFL Network. But Waller, wow, they didn't double-team him. That was mistake one. Mistake two was the blitz at the end of the game. Single coverage on the outside. Fly route Ruggs. TD. The Raiders threw the ball. They couldn't run the ball. Shame on me for picking up Booker and starting him in fantasy football. But Carr was great. He threw the ball. His receivers, Waller, Ruggs came through. And the Raiders... hopes are still alive, barely
hanging by a thread. They're not in the playoffs as of today, but that win helps, obviously.
It also helps the Jets secure the number one pick to get Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah, Trevor traded hat from the Jags to the Jets real quick on that play. All right, we've had Cam Chancellor, we've had Cam Newton, now we have Cam Akers. Breakout game for him a bit. 21 carries, only 17 yards, but he hit pay dirt once. The Rams D is ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
The Ramblin' Rams. Ridiculous. They look like the Ravens of 2012, K-Win.
Ooh, that's bold.
You should remember them pretty clearly as they beat your Niners in the Super Bowl. Joe Flacco got paid in a big way. Jared Goff, to me, is playing the part of Trent Dilfer. Okay. Don't do anything. Don't press anything underneath routes. You don't have to go deep. Just manage it. Just hold the ball so the defense can rest. They can get their oxygen. They can get their Gatorade. My question to you, where's my Goff jersey? I still don't have it.
It's coming. I got to get it. I'm going to write a note down. I'm going to order it tonight.
I'd be wearing it right now. They're playing the Pats as we speak. And do you agree with me a bit in that this defense is so good that they could get by and through in the playoffs, potentially contend for the Super Bowl, and come out on top?
They're that good, and I think Goff is better than Dilfer. I mean, we saw it tonight, him throw the ball a little bit. We saw it last week. We saw against Brady. He can throw the ball, but McVay's options are to run the ball and spread the field. I think the Rams are much better than we thought, and they could get a very high seed in the playoffs, play at home, and move on to the Super Bowl.
In the friendly confines of SoFi, the DJ scratching it up a little bit. Probably won't play the Police after you called out that song and they lost the week that you did, but okay. Run DMC, is it? Yeah, Daryl Henderson that went for minus 1 yard, but he had a big catch for 30 yards. Rams,
it's just run seam now. It's just all Cam Akers. I watched the first half of the Pats game today. He's in the backfield the whole time.
I think he had 97 yards from scrimmage, and maybe I think the first quarter and a half.
Yeah.
Kid out of FSU looks good. All right, Google Anthony Lynn fired.
Whoa. We're not done with the Rams cards yet.
What, you want some banter? You want your time?
Yeah. Got something for you. Hold on.
Go.
All right. Got to turn up my phone. Got to take my cover off. Okay. Come along and ride on a fantastic flight. There's your song for the Cardinals. They've lost three straight, and this is not a fantastic voyage. McVay, 7-0 against the Cardinals. He contained Kyler. He limited DK, Hopkins. And wow, the Cardinals, second half slide continues. Will it go to 4 weeks straight of a loss? We'll see. But it's not pretty. You just wanted to just slide back. But the Cards are sliding down the NFC West. And look out, because here come my Niners. No one wants to see my Niners.
I'm surprised you didn't pull out one of those little slide whistles.
Hey, if the Cards lose this week, the Jets, I will. Are they playing the Jets? Or are they playing the Giants? If they lose to the Giants, I will this week.
All right. Pats 45, Chargers 0. Like I said, Google Anthony Lynn fired. You're going to come up with 20 to 30 credible results. It was that bad for the Chargers. The solstice that you and I have both had in the Chargers games as of late is at least Herbert gets his.
Yeah.
He didn't this game. I'm done with the Chargers. Tell J-Mo I'm sorry. I can't cover this team anymore. I think they're going to be in Edmonton next year, maybe, if I don't get the head job, relegated to the CFL. I mean, what can you say? The Pats D had more fantasy points than the entire Chargers offense combined. It was that bad.
It was ugly. It was embarrassing. I'm surprised Anthony Lynn is still the head coach. He took over the special teams. And you know what happened against the Pats? 70-yard punt return for a TD and another TD after a blocked field goal. So it's bad play calls. It's special teams. I don't know how he can hold on to his job. I hope he does, but we will see what happens, where they go from here. Nobody knows.
Hey, you were a rookie of the year. How'd you guys do that here? Oh, we were 4-13, but it is what it is. Cole Beasley pulled off his best Julian Edelman impression. 9 catches, 130 yards, and a touchdown. Josh Allen. Seemed like he picked on every DB not named Sherman against your Niners K-win. Mullins didn't look that bad. Here's what I didn't see enough of, and I'm a fantasy believer in this guy. Debo, where was he?
It seemed like the Niners were just trying to run the ball between the tackles with Mossert, and that's what they were able to do. But then they completely forgot about Debo and what he did last week and what he can do. I don't know if Ayuk was in the game and they have to spread the ball around, but Debo got 2 catches in the second half when you texted me. And we're like, where's Debo at?
He had 2 catches for 17 yards in like the first 2 plays of the second half. Ended up with, I think, 80 yards receiving. But it seemed like they ran him as a decoy so often, like in the jet sweep, but never gave him the ball.
Never.
So, you know, Josh Allen played well. I'm glad the Western Standard 6 doesn't see the Bills for the rest of the year. Because they've taken us, I think they're 6 or 7-1, 6-1 against us, 5-1, something along those lines.
Yeah, we only won on a Hail Murray.
Got you. Are the playoffs hopes dashed for the Niners? And can we sub the Bills out for the Chargers in this Western Standard 6?
The Niners are barely hanging on. I think they have 1 more against the Rams, 1 more against the Cardinals, and 1 more against the Seahawks. They would have to win this week in Washington, win their next 3 in the division, and then hope to get some help along the way. And the only way they can squeak by, in my mind, is if the Seahawks slide, the Rams beat the Seahawks, and then, I don't know, it's a long shot. It's a long shot.
Rams beat the Seahawks. The Jets beat the, not happening. Oh, no playoffs for the Niners. That's a tough one. Player of the week, WSD player of the week for me, K. Wynn. Former Duck, Troy Hill, pick 6 over the Niners. It's pay dirt. Quack, quack. The Duck was doing push-ups during that. Who do you got?
Hopefully he had his mask on. I got Clinton Farrell, edge rusher for the Raiders. 2 strip sacks, keep their playoff hopes alive. Clinton coming up big. Wow, we got 2 defensive players for our player of the week. I like that.
Can I correct you on his name, or should I just let that slide?
What is it?
Celine Farrell. He was a first-round pick out of Clemson. That's all right.
There you go. Right. That's what I meant. Edit that out. Celine Farrell. No relation to Colin Farrell.
All right, quick look at the playoff implications or standings in the Western Standard Six. We only have two teams where we once had five, the Rams and Seahawks. The Cards aren't the only one making the slide. The Raiders are out. Your Niners are no longer sniffing.
And the Chargers. When you turn on the NFL Network, it still says the Niners are in the hunt. Still shows their logo in there.
They're the last team. There's like seven teams. They're the last one. All right, let's get into week 14. Hopefully it's a bit better than week 13 for the WST or Western Standard Six. We got Rams versus Pats currently ongoing. Last look, Rams were up 10-0 over the Pats. This is a home game for the Rams, so there's no spies. There's no extracurriculars going on in the stands.
I don't know. Belichick's been here for, what, like 8 days because they played the Chargers. He could have bugged McVay's apartment.
Built a data center underneath SoFi.
Yeah. He's got a honing device under Jared Goff's car. He's listening into his conversations.
Well, it doesn't seem to be working. I think the Rams win this game, but like I said, 10 up. It's 24 to 10 in my mind. All right, let's go Cards versus Giants. My whole thing here is if I'm Cliff Kingsbury, block Leonard Williams, double team him, whatever you got to do so he doesn't do what he did against the Hawks. Hopkins is only caught he's last three games, 51, 52, and 55 yards receiving, only one touchdown. Get him going again somehow, some way. Let Murray run too. Like, let Russ cook, let Murray run. It seems like he's just stuck in the pocket. Giants have won four straight, but I believe the streak stops here, Kaitlin.
Giants have won 24. Four straight. Cardinals will lose four straight. I just read a book, Murder Mystery, by David Baldacci, called The Last Mile. And they talk about the swap. Two criminals swap in places. But here's the swap for you. The Giants contained Russ. Shut down DK. The swap, Kyler will be contained. Hopkins will be shut down. And the Cardinals will slide, slide, slippity slide, 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 slide. No more fantastic voyage for the Cardinals.
Ever since Hail Murray happened, it's been nothing but bad news for the Cards.
Yeah.
Raiders versus Colts. Raiders are only 2-3 at home.
How are you feeling about the Raiders' playoff chances at this point?
Ooh. I don't know. Like, the train hasn't left, and I'm skeptical on getting it in. Like, you know, we'll see. This is a big game.
This is huge.
Josh Jacobs practiced yesterday. That's a good thing. Booker got 16 carries, was okay. Colts have been stingy with their D, but what is it? T-Y-T-Y-T-Y. What's the difference last week for the Colts, K-1? I think he's the difference this week, too. Colts win this game.
Wow.
24-17, and I am not getting on that Raiders playoff train, unfortunately. No, I'm good. I'll wait for the next one.
It's gonna be like Dumb and Dumber. Excuse me, do you know someone who can put on suntan lotion? Wait a minute. Totally butchered that line. Anyways, this game could go either way. I have no idea. Jacobs is banged up. He practiced. Will he play? If he plays, I don't think he's going to be that effective. I think they'll be more of a decoy. I think they'll split carries with Booker. That's why it's going to rest on David Carr's shoulders. And it's going to be a David Carr versus Phillip Rivers shootout. AFC West, olden days. And I've got, because I have to pick them, because I said it from the start, the Raiders are making the playoffs. I have the Raiders winning 28-24 in a shootout.
Josh Jacobs, come back in a big way, huh? Give him that blue tent. Get him some cortisone. Let's go. Jets versus Seahawks. The backstory here is Jamal Adams is back.
You going to call an auto win here?
No. Because that killed me last time. No auto win. This is not an auto win. Show up. Get your happy lamp in front of you. Get everyone with a ton of vitamin D if you're the Hawks. Jamal Adams, homecoming, hates the organization. Probably Greg Williams is gone. He's going to show up in a big way. They'll blitz him quite a bit. Let him get after Sam Darnold. Make sure that Jameson Crowder doesn't get two TDs like he did last week. Hawks better win this game. Chris Carson's a little bit healthier. And if they don't, you're going to have to, you're going to cue, unfortunately, you're going to cue the Coolio again next week. Oh, as the slide starts. So I got the Hawks winning 34-21.
Hawks, different team on the road, but they're still favored by, I think, 13.5 points. You know what? They are winning by 3 touchdowns. 21 points, auto win. It's going to be DK slant, DK back shoulder fade, DK, 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 auto win. And Jamal is going to have 3 sacks on his way to laughing at Adam Gates.
All right, I have your Falcons versus Chargers. I put in my notes, and you can call me out on this. I said, who cares? At this point, who cares? Neither of these teams are making the playoffs. These guys probably won't even get coverage in their own, like, Atlanta area or the LA area. They would show reruns of Young and the Restless before they show this game. Correct me if I'm wrong here.
No, you're right, but we have Herbert as our starting quarterback in fantasy football. Falcons D is like Swiss cheese. I would be tuned into this game. Herbert to Allen to Eckler. And the Chargers will win 35-31.
Watch pot doesn't boil, my friend. Every time I watch a game and I'm like, my fantasy guy needs to score, he gets stuffed at the one, or he catches a ball and it's holding. If we lose this week, I'm blaming you.
Oh, and yeah. Well, we can get into it. We're not the 2 seed. We lost. We got to 4 seed. We had a play this week.
Yeah. Niners versus Redskins. Again, I said here, who cares? But I should care. Here's why. Alex Smith, big win, big upset over the Steelers. Resilient Alex Smith. He pulled a – now I'm going to forget the pitcher's name. Bloody sock win.
Curt Schilling.
He's coming back to play the Niners.
Homecoming
for Alex Smith, Bay Area guy. Went to Cal.
And remember when?
Remember when?
I was in San Francisco. My friend Michelle texted me on a Tuesday night, and she's like, hey, this is kind of random. I know Alex Smith's agent, and it's his 21st birthday party. You want to go? I'm like, I don't know, 30? Go show up. Alex was with his family. See all his friends. He's like, hey, man, I feel awkward. I leave. But anyways, Alex, look me up. Give me some tickets. I was there for your 21st birthday.
The 21 run story. That's something probably he doesn't remember. And you're
like,
the
who is this guy? I don't know this guy.
Redskins coming off a big upset over the Steelers. Niners kind of dwindling. We'll see what happens here. The Redskins have a lot to play for in the beleaguered NFC East, where they are tied or looking at potential playoff implications here. I don't know. If the Niners give the ball to Debo, they win. Simple as that. Get them 10 touches, you win the game. If you don't, you probably lose. My opinion, that happens. Correlation is a win. If it doesn't, you lose again, Shanahan. Get Debo the ball.
I'm on board with that. Antonio Gibson, turf toe. We don't know if he'll play. Who's their backup?
JD McKissick.
He's a better, like, bubble screen runner or catcher than runner. So I'm going with the Niners here. What the Niners can't do is turn the ball over. I think in their last 3 games, they have at least 2 turnovers. Mullins loves to throw down the field to the other team. He's got to limit the turnovers, get the ball to Debo, hand the ball to Mossert, and let's win this game. I got the Niners winning to stay in the playoff hunt.
Maybe move up, like the far right. Maybe they move up a team.
Move up from like the 11th team to the 10th team.
All right, let's look at our matchup. WST podcast. Right now we have a 52% chance went to win this week.
We got Cam Akers in the game right now. We need to get to the house, Cam.
Cam's got 13 points. He's projected at 19.6. Cooper Kupp hasn't, showing up. I don't even know why he's on our team right now. Golladay, jeez.
This is PPR. We got to play Cooper in this league.
We got to play Cooper. All right, we're playing the Sweepers. They're projected at 145.5, projected right now at 148. Let's get the ball to Cooper, huh? Yeah. All right. Fantasy finds this week, in my mind, I'm going with AP. Get the ball to the old man. Let him roll. They've won the last two games. If you're the Lions, I believe. Galladay's still questionable. Get the guy to rock.
I like that.
Any other pickups in your?
Yeah.
In
your, you got that guy from the Texans. What's his name? Kiki?
Kiki Kuti.
Yeah. You got him. And in one league, T.Y. was still open. So if you get T.Y. and Kiki, you're looking good. Both are going to put up huge numbers because Fuller's out. He got suspended. And T.Y. is back to being normal T.Y. The last 2 weeks, he's had multiple catches. And I think he scored over 15 points the last 2 weeks too.
All right. So I hope the guy that we're playing in this league, specifically the sweepers, isn't listening because he's got Kiki Kuti on the bench. Mm-hmm. Or he puts him in and he got zero and you're yanking him around. Either way, WST podcast sponsored by 88 Acres. Not proven to cure COVID, but will cure your hunger whenever you are hungry throughout the day. Seed bars, non-allergies, great, great, great. And Lost Run Pro. That's correct. Sponsoring Bricks Picks, which we'll have coming up here shortly as the Pac-12 season has actually just blown up. Brick might only have one game to pick, but we'll keep
Bricks Huskies are playing. He might not show up tomorrow.
Where can they find us?
They can find us everywhere online at WSD_podcast, Twitter, and Instagram. We also have a Facebook post so my mom and Ben's mom can like our videos. Also, iTunes, iHeart, Spotify, Stitcher. We even apply to be on Pandora. We're everywhere.
Boom. Boom. Tell your Amazon Alexa, play WSD podcast. Big Ben and Kay win. And we're done.